Welcome everyone to today's podcast. What we're going to talk about today is starting out with not a lot of money. What do you do when you want to do things like build equity and build wealth and have passive income when you don't have a whole lot to start with? You know, I get this question all the time when I'm traveling around talking to people saying, yeah, that's all right, but I haven't got any money. How can I get going? Well, I'm going to share with you an inspirational story right now of a story of starting out with not a lot of money at all. In fact, $20,000. How do you make $20,000 turn into a block of flats? Well, that's what we're going to talk about right now. Now, to help me out, I have Tamara. Are you there, Tamara?
Yes, I am.
Hey, hey. So let's talk about how you got going with $20,000. First of all, where did you see me? What was it, one of the others that you saw on stage? What encouraged you to come and be part of I Love Real Estate?
No, it was definitely you. Parramatta, one day free seminar. I have no idea how I got the tickets in my email address whenever they turned up, but I sort of looked at it and went, yep, that sounds good. So I went to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so inspiring and so eye-opening, I guess, hearing the different stories there that you were spreading, that how you started off and, you know, you needed to do things better for yourself. And I thought, well, you know, surely this is going to be the one that I guess after reading all those books, you know, people always tell you, oh, you know, I can do this, I can do that, but they don't actually share with you how they specifically did it, yeah. Which is so frustrating. So that's really what led me to basically beg Jason to let me pay for the course.
So you had to beg your husband to let you in, huh?
Well, he didn't know. He's not. I've always been in property my whole life, and he didn't know anything about property. So he was sort of like, "Yeah, I've heard this. I've heard all this crap before." And it was literally, "How are we going to pay for this?" Because obviously, I wasn't working. I think the twins were about 18 months old at that stage. So it was a buy now, pay later.
Well, that's all right. I mean, that's why I have the payment plans for everybody, so everyone can give it a go, make money while you're actually paying off the course.
Yes. Well, that was good. It was the only way it was going to happen.
Because you'd had a bit of a tough trot prior to that too, with a few businesses that didn't quite go your way.
Yes, I wish I'd seen you like 7 years beforehand.
That's what everybody says to me. If it's not 7 years, it's last year, it's 3 years ago, it's 40 years ago.
Honestly, who goes into a business that they know nothing about spending $250,000 where you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning baking bread and pastries and all sorts of stuff when you've never done it before in your life, and then think that, you know, you can run a business 7 days a week at shopping centre hours paying $13,500 a month in rent?
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, it was insane. Who does that? People who haven't seen you, obviously.
Somebody looking for a different way of life, I would say. Not necessarily the correct way to do it, but that's obviously what you were searching for.
It was. I wanted to move to the Gold Coast.
There you go. Well, real estate's a lot easier way to do that.
Well, it is. I know that now.
Okay, so you sat in there. Obviously, I went on over a few points that perhaps you'd made a few mistakes on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hubby agreed to, yes, let you join the program.
Yes.
So what happened from there? What happened to boot camp? Because boot camp's very heavy. Like, it's a tough call going to boot camp.
It was. It was very intense, and it was very – I think I left there feeling like – even though I was full of all the information and went, you know what, this is fantastic, I really had no idea how to actually implement any of it.
Yeah.
And my head was just, I was mind boggled. I was just like, you know, okay, so I've heard how you can do it, but how do I do it?
Yeah, that's
right. So I literally got home and pulled out the CDs and the folder and everything else that turned up in the mail and literally went through it page by page and wrote down pointers to where I should look,
mm-hmm.
what I should look for, you know, and then just basically, I think it took me about 7 or 8 months after boot camp, which is probably a lot slower than most, but it took me about that long just
You shouldn't feel bad about that, because I notice even with my platinum sometimes, you know, they need time to absorb everything and sometimes to fix past mistakes. Sometimes that's financial mistakes, and that, you know, going through banks and things, that takes time. But also it can be mindset mistakes, in that if you've had something go against you in the past, it leaves a bit of a scar that we need to massage and get away, to have the confidence to go again.
Yeah, that's true, because we were both very hesitant to buy anything else.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we thought, even though it's not a business and it's property, you know, something could potentially go wrong. We can't afford to lose anything else, because we literally lost everything and had to start all over.
Mm. And, you know, real estate is not 100% guaranteed. You know, you can lose money in real estate too if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You can, you know, due diligence is one thing, but, you know, it's being able to cover off on as many bases as you possibly can. So at least the odds are in your favour.
That's true. And let me tell you, those long months of going back over and taking notes and sort of applying it to realestate.com, because obviously I couldn't afford to buy the investor, which, you know, I sort of sit there and I don't kick myself, but I sit there thinking, you know, you should have made a way to pay for it. But in the end, it just goes to show you that you can actually, you can find these properties without spending more than you've got.
Totally. Yeah. So you actually went regional, because that's where you could afford.
Yep. Well, it's the only place I could afford. I literally did a search for properties under $100,000 in New South Wales.
Fantastic. So you bought a little place in the regional area for $95,000, and it was actually a block of three units.
Yes, it was. Fantastic. And it wasn't even on the market.
There you go. Good on you. So how did you get an off-market transaction?
It was it was an ad that I came across that said JV wanted.
Uh-huh.
And before I did your 3-day boot camp, I had no idea what a JV was. So I went, oh, this looks good. I remember hearing about this at the boot camp. So we contacted the real estate and drove 7.5 hours.
Mm, good on you.
Left at 3 o'clock in the morning one Saturday and booked in not only to see this one but also a few other properties in the area. And
you've got children too. I might make that point. You had young children doing all of this.
Yes, 3 kids, so it was very, very difficult. So I think at the time, it was 2 years ago, so the kids would have been turning 5, the twins would have been turning 5 and the other one was 13.
So just old enough to fight in the back of the car.
Definitely.
I've been there, done that.
There was lots of stops on the way, which probably the 7.5 hours drive probably took us closer to 8.5, possibly 9. And then dragging them all over this suburban town. Oh, well, they were suburban. It was rural in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Dragging them all over town from property to property, because we looked at about 8 properties that day. I had them all scheduled in half an hour apart at every real estate office.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we spoke to the real estate about the JV that he wanted, and it actually turned out to be a farmer that had owned the property for 8 years and was planning on building his dream home and knocking everything down, because there was another house on the corner as well.
Okay.
And he wanted to knock it all down and build his dream home, but 8 years later it just didn't eventuate. So he actually wanted somebody to go in and build 5 townhouses.
Okay.
Oh, we had 20 grand. So we sort of went, oh, okay, well, you know, sorry, I can't be your JV. There's no way we're going to get the funds for that.
Yep.
And we sort of left it, and then literally by the afternoon, the real estate rang us back and said, "Well, the owner said do you want to buy either, you know, one or the other?"
Good, okay.
And we sort of went, "Well, does he want to sell the flats?" Because the other thing was a fibro asbestos thing that was almost condemned, and I went, "Oh, I don't want that." So yeah, we said, "Well, we'll buy the flats off you. You know, we'll give him 95 grand," and we didn't even know what they were worth. So we just sort of had some idea in our head from all the properties in the area, and we thought if he accepts 95 grand, either the guy's, you know, he's lost his marbles, or, you know, we've picked up a really good bargain.
Fantastic. Okay. So he accepted. So he accepted. Now, they were pretty run down. You did have to renovate those, didn't you?
They were the 2 1-bedroom units. I didn't walk in.
Yeah.
I opened the front door and stood there and went, yeah, that's good enough for me. They were so bad that when you actually shut the door, the tiles in the bathroom actually fell off. And I went, oh, well, there's my bit. I've renovated. That's it.
Too funny.
The good thing about it was, though, that the three-bedroom unit, which to this day I still haven't seen, I've never been in there, the three-bedroom unit was actually being rented at $105 a week.
$105. Okay, you paid $95 for one of them.
Yep.
Cool. That's pretty good.
So, yeah, he was paying $105 a week and we thought this is fantastic because this is going to pay the mortgage.
That's right. So you've got one rented, it pays the mortgage when you've got two to play with then.
That's correct.
Okay, so what did you end up spending on the renovation?
We spent about $25,000 all up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you half of that wasn't our money.
Okay, so where did you get that money from?
Well, Jason saw this fantastic ad on TV saying 2 years interest-free at IKEA.
Very good.
So we thought, yeah, okay, this is good. We can borrow, you know, put stuff in this flat which we don't have to pay for because we didn't have the cash for it anyway. Mm-hmm. So we went spending up big at IKEA and bought all the kitchens and the bathroom vanities and literally the tapware, everything that we could possibly buy from IKEA we bought.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the two units. We picked up the floorboards, I think, on eBay for about $300.
Fantastic.
Brand new.
Yep.
We ended up picking up – Jason didn't know how to tile and couldn't afford tradespeople, so we thought, well, how are we going to work this out? So we did a lot of YouTube videos and worked out, tiling's pretty easy. I don't know what people complain about.
Tiling and, by YouTube. Too funny.
And we ended up picking up those shower – I don't know what they're called, the shower recesses.
They're the whole cubicles. Showers. Yep.
The cubicles, yeah. So we thought, well, if we could put one of those in, then we don't have to tile around the back of the shower.
That's
it. You've only got to tile the floor and skirting tile.
And waterproofing isn't such a big deal.
We didn't need to waterproof it.
No, I know.
So I was like, this is awesome. So I think they cost us about $600 each on eBay. So I love eBay.
Okay, so you've got it all kitted out. You've done really well with all of your purchasing. Renovated two of the units, not the other one. What did they rent for then when they were finished?
They rented for $140 each per week.
So you got $280,000 on those two plus $105 on the other one.
That's correct.
And you can still renovate that one and you know, increase the rent.
Oh, well, we had to because we knew it should have been as bad as the other two. So we're thinking, we still hadn't seen in this unit because even when we purchased it and renovated the other two, the guy would never let us in there.
You do have a legal right to get in there, you know, provided you give him notice.
That's right. And we kept trying to give him notice and the real estate, like the day, because obviously we weren't living there, so we'd tell him when we're coming down and he's like, yep, yep, yep. And then every time we'd go down there, he was never there. So we sort of thought, oh, what are we going to do with this bloke? You know, he was a bit of a... you know, country bumpkin, which is nothing against those people, but, you know, he didn't work, he didn't do anything else, but he paid the rent on time, in advance, all the time.
Okay.
So we sort of went, okay, so it sort of got to that point where we thought, right, we've got to renovate this unit now and see what we can get for this unit.
Mm.
And actually got the real estate to evict him and got her to send me photos of what this unit looked like.
And how bad was it?
Oh, my God, it was disgusting.
That's probably...
I didn't know how he was living in there.
Probably why I didn't want to let you in there.
Probably. But surprisingly enough, there was three bedrooms. One of the bedrooms looked like it had never been touched. Like the carpet still looked almost new. But that was it. The rest of the place where he obviously was living, there was no carpet. There was not even any underlay. Like it was all shriveled up. It looked like mice had been sitting there living on this floor where this guy had supposedly been living. And the bathroom was the same as the others, you know, the tiles had all fallen off the wall and there were bits of tape holding the tiles onto the wall that he'd obviously done himself. And the kitchen, oh, my God, that was disgusting. I don't know how you could cook in there. So
you've now renovated that one too?
Yes.
Okay. So what did it all come in at the end? Did you get it revalued? Because obviously positive cash flow.
Yes, it is. Well, that one rented for $200 a week once we renovated it.
So you got $480 coming in.
$480 coming in, yes.
And the thing cost you $95 plus $25.
Yep.
$120,000.
$120,000, we got $480 a week.
Wow. And obviously from a reval, it must have come up okay too then.
It came up at $280,000.
$280,000, wow. Okay.
In
so,
2 years.
So $160,000 up. When you started with 20 grand.
That's correct.
Good on you guys. See, this really proves it. For all the listeners out there who are thinking, oh, I don't have any money or I don't have very much money, you can make it happen. Even if you go regional, just make a deal happen. And, you know, I take my hat off to you for travelling the 6 or 8 hours or whatever it was to a regional area to make this happen, because I did exactly the same thing. And I had small kids and I was a single mum of my own. You know, if that's what it takes, if that's the only money you've got to get things going, then that's what you've got to go and do. And, you know, kids,
that's right.
Kids get used to being carted through houses and looking at this and looking at that. Some of it does actually rub off, because mine are actually adults now. And, you know, my daughter, who particularly is, well, she did property economics and developing at uni, so she's very much into property. The older son, not so much, but very business-minded. Mm. And, you know, we're still working on the youngest one. But
there's still time.
But if you do that with the kids when they're little and involve them in everything, you know, involve them in the budgets, involve them in the bigger picture, age-appropriate, obviously. And, you know, I had my little kids lifting tiles and pavers and all sorts of things when they were little.
They love it. They absolutely love it. They say, oh, what can we do now? Even when they're bored, I used to give them a paintbrush and say, here, just go and paint the wall, even though I knew I was going to paint over it.
Doesn't
it kept
matter.
Them occupied and they thought they were helping.
That's exactly right. Yep. No, fantastic. That's what you should be doing.
But so, Dimna, can I just add in there, though?
Yep.
With those units for these guys, we asked for special conditions with those as well, and that was a result of your 3-day boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for those special conditions that before we settled to go in there and actually get permission to renovate those units before we settled on them. So we had 6 months, a long settlement, and 6 months to go in and start renovating before we owned it.
Fantastic. So they would have been worth more than you paid for them when you settled?
Yes.
If it was 12 months, you probably could have got the loan on the completed value, not even had to put any in.
That's right. I probably could have done that.
Mm, next time.
Next time. Well, we're just about to go into another one. So
so this will be your second one that you're going for now.
Yes.
Fantastic.
But we're still looking at around the same price, because believe it or not, we've discovered some more that are closer to home.
Yeah.
That are only about four hours away from home, which is not a bad drive. And for not much more, so probably around between the $120,000 to $140,000 mark, we've spotted some as well.
Oh, look, that's fantastic. You know, if you're prepared to get out and give it a go, there's plenty of money to be made, absolutely.
Definitely.
Anywhere. I mean, you're not going to get a lot of long-term growth out of this sort of stuff, but you make your growth. You know, you can make your growth in 6 months, more than you would buying something in a metro town and sitting back and waiting for the market to move.
That's right. Well, it's like you said, it's manufactured growth, and we're just going to renovate the next one and flick it straight away.
Mm, fantastic. Pay off your home.
Well, that's the plan.
Then get income replacement so you can go full-time property.
Well, that's the plan. So that's on the future cards, and we've already got the goals set for, you know, for next year. So we've got so many in mind that we want to do next year, and if that's the case, then yes, in 12 months' time we will have paid off our mortgage.
So you've done a 2-year plan?
Done the 12-month plan.
12-month plan, okay.
12-month plan.
Well, do a vision board over Christmas if you haven't done one.
We haven't, and that was one of the first things we said we had to do when we got back after the conference.
Yeah. Get the kids to do one too. You know, get them to do a 12-month vision board, or a 2-year vision board, or whatever that you want to do. 2 years is probably a bit too long for a kid, but, you know, if you say when you turn 9 or when you turn whatever they are now, you know, what do you want to achieve by then? And get them going. You know, they're old enough to be on the computer and pulling pictures off of what they want and things like that. It's a great exercise, particularly when it's an old rainy day or something. Great exercise for the kids.
Yeah, well, they come home and show me how to use it.
That doesn't surprise me.
they're in year one and they come home and say, Mum, this is what you do on this. So I went, oh, I didn't know I did that.
I know. Yes. Never mind. That's just the youth of today, and good on them. You know, they're gonna have a whole different future coming ahead of them too.
No, and I'm hoping it's going to be a really good one. So the more we do, the more that they get involved with, and then obviously, you know, they're going to have a bright future, and they won't have to be, you know, those kids living on the street, or you know, the parents that can't afford anything at Christmas time and all that sort of stuff. So
that's exactly right.
Very bright indeed.
Not living paycheck to paycheck.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Gut. You know, you're a shining light, and you're certainly an inspiration to your kids, and inspiration to a lot of people out there as well. I particularly wanted to get you on the podcast today because there are a lot of people out there that don't have a lot of money and think that, oh, well, you know, I can't afford where I live, so they think that that's it. But there's a lot of other places where you can afford and you can make really good money. I mean, that's $160,000 in you know, very short space of time. So I'll be interested to see you in another 12 months and where you are, you know, where you're at then. We'll have to touch base and do a follow-up story.
Yeah, no, that's the plan. So we're set a goal to try and achieve another 3 or 4 in the next 12 months of manufactured growth and just, you know, taking that big chunk of cash out and going again.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, let's do a follow-up story in about 12 months' time.
Not a problem.
There's a challenge for you. Now you have to perform, don't you?
Oh, now I better get the vision board out.
Well, good on you, Tamara. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And I hope everybody listening's really enjoyed that story because I know I have, and it's you know, a lot of inspiration there for a lot of people out there. So thank you. Thank you very much, Tamara.
No, my pleasure.
Okay, guys, that's it for me. Make sure that you subscribe to iTunes so that all these podcasts come to you automatically, as well as jump onto my website, www.iloverealestate.tv. Huge amount of resources on there that are free. Pass them on to your mates. Pass them on to your kids. Get them, you know, get everybody involved because mates in the market are very important. So that's it for me, as I say. Good night now, and we'll be back again to talk to you very soon on another completely different topic. And thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.